WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
CBS News Brief. At least 104 people now confirmed dead in the catastrophic flooding in Central Texas as volunteers search for more victims and possible survivors. Sunny White is holding out hope for a missing friend.
He was camping in a trailer that we found. The trailer was wrapped around a tree the other day and just discovered his car yesterday and confirmed that.
President Trump pushed Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu to reach an agreement to pause fighting in Gaza during a meeting at the White House last night. CBS's Natalie Brand.
The president has still remained hopeful that a ceasefire deal could be reached as early as this week.
CBS News confirms the TSA is phasing out a rule requiring passengers to pass through airport security in stocking feet.
The TSA agent was really happy because she said, oh, you don't have to take off your shoes.
I was watching others go through the screening and they didn't take their shoes off. And I was like, yes, finally.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
WAUK News brought to you by the Summer Splash Dog Show at the Waukesha County Fairgrounds, July 25th to July 27th. Fun for the whole family. WaukeshaSummerSplash.com.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The Dugan motion to dismiss should be dismissed. That's the recommendation from a federal magistrate judge. Yesterday, Judge Nancy Joseph recommended denying Milwaukee County Circuit Court Judge Hannah Dugan's motion to dismiss criminal charges against her. Judge Dugan faces two counts connected to her allegedly interfering with an ICE arrest at the courthouse. The magistrate judge wrote that judicial immunity does not shield Judge Dugan from prosecution. The decision on whether the case will move forward now goes to the U.S. District Judge Lynn Edelman, who will decide whether to accept or reject that recommendation. A major Milwaukee effort to revitalize 6th Street and reconnect neighborhoods split by highways is on hold. Congress and President Trump have rescinded $34 million in federal funding for the project. The plan was announced last year in Milwaukee by President Biden. The goal was to improve safety for pedestrians and cyclists. City officials, including Mayor Cavalier Johnson, say the funding loss is a setback for both community development and economic opportunity. The state budget includes $1.3 billion in tax cuts. Joanne Krulotz has a look at the numbers.
Tax cuts were a signature part to the budget compromise between Democratic Governor Tony Evers and Republican leaders in the legislature. The state's second lowest tax bracket is expanded to include single filers and heads of household earning up to $50,480 and jointly filing married couples earning up to $67,300. Evers signed the budget early last Thursday morning following a marathon legislative session. His office estimates state taxpayers will see an average savings of $180, with most of the reductions going to filers with incomes of less than $20,000.
And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Brewers clobber the Dodgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball. The Brewers got their bats going early, 5-0 at the end of the first. They went on to beat the Dodgers 9-1 last night. On the mound, All-Star Freddy Peralta pitched 6 scoreless innings to earn his 5th consecutive victory. Pat Murphy.
Yeah, Freddy was sensational. He attacked with all 3 pitches, and you know that's a great lineup, maybe the best lineup in baseball. And he attacked and proved, you know, to himself and to all of us, like he can withstand it.
Peralta beat a Dodgers lineup that included Shohei Ohtani, Freddie Freeman, and Mookie Betts.
He's a really good pitcher, frontline starter in our league. And once you get somebody like Freddie pitching downhill, it's going to be pretty good for you.
Basketball, the Bucks confirming deals we told you about last week. Contract extensions for Kevin Porter Jr., Ryan Rollins, signing the Pacers' Miles Turner. They also bought out the contract of the Hornets' Mihailije Mitrović, who's now free to play elsewhere in the NBA or in Europe, with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
Partly cloudy today with high temperatures flirting with 80 degrees. We've also got a chance of showers and thunderstorms sparking up this afternoon as a cold front pushes through. They aren't expected to be severe and they'll wind down by midnight, leaving us tomorrow with plenty of sunshine and highs in the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 69 degrees.
Bring the whole family to the Waukesha Kennel Club's Summer Splash Dog Shows at the Waukesha County Fairgrounds, July 25th to 27th. Enjoy exciting events like dock diving, fast cat racing, obedience, and the thrilling best of show competition. It's fun for all ages. Check out the vendors and find the best pet supplies for your furry friends. It's the perfect weekend for dog lovers and families alike. Sponsored by Royal Canin at 540 AM WAUK. Visit WaukeshaSummerSplash.com for all the details.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Madam Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway from the fabulous city of Madison.
A lot of people say, I don't like politics. It's all dirty and angry and blah, blah, blah. It's really about caring about your community, finding a way to, like, bring it back to people talking to each other.
Yeah.
About what is important in our place and how do we take care of each other and use the levers of government to do that. That's really what it's about.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. Maggie Dawn.
Lindsay Owens joins me at 5 o'clock to talk about the impacts of the big brutal bill on your pocketbook, as well as Donald Trump's renewed train war. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6. A voice for real news and great conversation in Milwaukee. 540 WAUK.
Good morning and welcome. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, Calvin Butenoff, coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. You can call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. You can also leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We are very, very excited to be joined by our next guest, a comedian, a comedy writer, and now an author of America, Let Me In. Felipe Torres Medina is here. Good morning, Felipe. How you doing?
Hi, Gene. Thanks for having me. Hey, Greg.
Hello.
It is. I was so amazed. I texted you or I emailed you last week and I said I would love a copy of your book, which I don't know how you did that. Seriously, that is the fastest anything has ever come through the mail. Do you know Louis DeJoy personally?
But my incredible book agent, Andrew Blatt, at William Morris Endeavor and her assistant, Caroline, who like mobilized because I was not home. I wanted to, if I had been home, I would have mailed it to you myself. But I was doing a book event in San Francisco. So I just emailed them and was like, can you please send a book to Jane? And they were very quick.
It was, I couldn't believe it.
I think they sent it before you even asked, because literally we got it. We're like, how is this here now?
How is this possible?
This is how easily we are like amazed. We're like, the mail is so fast.
Well, now you are going to be in the area, correct, on the 10th?
Yes, on the 10th, I will be in Milwaukee at Boswell Books doing a book event with my wife, who is also an author and an Emmy Award-winning comedy writer. She writes for Last Week Tonight with John Oliver. And so we'll be in conversation talking a little bit about America and about my book about immigration, my funny book about immigration.
And that's an important thing to keep in mind. This is a very serious topic, obviously, especially in the days that we are living in right now. But you take a very lighthearted approach to explain to people all of the different processes people have to go through if they want to immigrate here, including, you know, I had no idea, Felipe, until I looked at your book, how many different visas there are.
And that's not all of them. That's just the ones that I found like fun to write about. That's yeah.
I mean, how many?
There's a lot of really boring ones. Yeah.
There are, but there are exceptions, you know, for if a company wants to expand, if you want to come here to start a business, if you want to do, I mean, it is remarkable how I had no idea. And for me, a native of this country, if I find this confusing, I can only imagine how confusing it is for people who want to move here.
Well, it's funny because to me, what's really interesting, having been here and been an immigrant in this country for 13 years, I came here in 2013, so 12 years almost now, is that Americans have a lot of opinions on immigration. Everyone in America has an opinion on immigration, but very few people know how the system really works. And you see it all the time in social media, and you see it all the time in conversation, you know, with your neighbors, your friends. Everyone's like, oh, well, they just need to do this. They just need to do that.
Just go through the process.
Exactly. Do things the right way, which to me is the biggest myth that exists out there, because the right way changes all the time, you know, and the right way is, even now we saw like day one of the second Trump administration, the right way was to apply for asylum using an app that the government had created. And they shut down that app within hours of the second administration starting. Now, you can debate whether that's good or bad. That's everyone's entitled to their opinion about what that is. But the truth of the matter, the objective truth, is that the right way was to do that. And they just decided, actually, that is no longer the right way. You cannot do that. So the idea of coming here the right way is such a myth, because it's shifting sands. It changes all the time.
And we see that, unfortunately, with people in certain immigrant populations that were granted, say, temporary protected status.
Yeah, like TPS. Exactly. TPS.
And now that was legal. Mm-hmm. That was legal. These people are here legally. And then the Trump administration decided, yeah, we're going to revoke that TPS. And now they all have to leave. And they've been here for 20 years.
Yeah. And I think it also is a testament to the failure of the system itself. You know, this is supposed to be a funny book, and I really don't want to get too bogged down on the technicalities of everything, but TPS is in and of itself, it's in its name, it's temporary. And these people have been here for 20 years, and they should have a way to stay and to remain, and they've made this place their home. But what really this proves is that there hasn't been any comprehensive immigration reform in 30 years since Bill Clinton was president. And so we have a system that's like, we've been papering over the cracks for 30 years. Yep. And all of a sudden it's become this thing where someone can just come in and say like, well, I'm removing the temporary out of the temporary protected status. The temporary element is over. And so, oh crap, we should have done the reform so that this didn't happen.
Right.
You know, and that's the thing, too, for me, Felipe. If you're just joining us, we are talking to Felipe Torres Medina, who is the author of America Let Me In. Choose your immigration story. And we're talking about the book and the process. And one thing that I feel like, you know, if you can take a step back, I'm speaking for myself right now. You see the left kick the can down the road because I feel like they were afraid to make hard choices or say the hard things out loud,
yes.
Whereas Republicans now just get to say exactly what they've been thinking for a long time. And this is where we are, because what they are doing seems like, quote, some movement. Like, there's been very little movement, but because they're doing something, people will see it as, well, this is a start at least, right? We'll fix it later. We'll bring the people back who got that. Those were all mistakes. But the problem is we're seeing even the mistakes, they're like, nope, they can stay down in El Salvador or whatever country they're going to. And I mean, I just feel like, it, as you just said, it's a failure of decades for both sides to really have a frank conversation about a topic that at the end of the day, not everyone is going to agree on a solution.
Yeah, 100%. And look, the system exists and there are ways to do it. But I think a little bit of the point that I try to make in the book and a little bit of the things that I want to point out is the satire that exists in the book is that the system works if you have money.
Yes.
That to me was like one of the biggest things that I found out doing all the research for the book. You know, I found it out firsthand with my own immigration experience, but there's also all the other kinds of visas. And in truth, like having money is the biggest hack. And what we've created is a system where we are rewarding having money over many other things that we might need. You know, there's genuine examples in other countries of how things could work differently. I remember Pete Buttigieg, when he was running for president in 2020, suggested something that I don't know if it would have worked, but it would have been different. That was called the Heartland Visa, which was visas for skilled workers in jobs that are needed in particular parts of the heartland where there is no, where there are no people who can do those jobs. And so that's kind of similar to the way that Canada issues province visas.
Yes.
And you know, I don't know if it would have worked, but it would have been something and it would have been different. And we would have talked about immigration not as something that needs to be corrected or vilified. We would have talked about it as a way to fulfill the promise of America, right? To fill jobs, to make communities better. You know, the inaction on the left leads to the discourse of they're eating the cats and the dogs.
Yes.
That is a straight line. If you create a community, if you create a sense of like this, these people are coming here to work, these people are coming here to build community, rather than this is they're on temporary protected status, technically it's legal, I don't know, I'm not going to talk about it, really just ignore it, you create that straight line. Whereas if you form a narrative around immigration as a positive, which it is a positive for our country and we can see it, it's tangibly a positive economically, then you can avoid these narratives and these conversations about immigration is all bad, because people in their communities will see that it isn't all bad.
It sounds like to me, Felipe, and I am not a very smart person, that you are saying that what we need to do is in the overarching theme of it is come together, have a long conversation about this and come up with solutions. Because what I'm hearing from you is just these are trying to create maybe not the perfect, maybe not permanent, but something better than we have. Because that's how we move forward. And I know as a comedian, that's what you signed up for, is to become an explainer of these issues to the people out there. Because I'm a comedian, too. I know everyone looks to me for advice. I'm like, I have a political science degree. Don't ask me. I don't know.
Yeah. And I mean, look, that's the other thing. I've been touring with this book for a little bit, thankfully. And I've been able to go to all sorts of parts of the country. I was in Boston, where like the week or the 2 weeks after ICE detained this student at Tufts University, who has now thankfully been released. And I was in Miami last month. And it's one of those things where you can see how the current administration and their policies are affecting the communities in a way that's very visceral and real. And you know, in the end, I'm like, but I'm a comedian. You know, I totally feel the fear and I totally feel the sadness. And, you know, it is really sad, but how about some jokes? Because that's the only way I can, you know.
Well, and we do that on this program, too. Yeah. We are living in very serious times. We all appreciate that, and we talk about that a lot. But for the last half an hour of our show, Felipe, we call it Audio Sorbet, where we talk about silly, non-important things, and then we wrap up the show with this shouldn't be a thing. Because I just think if we don't take a moment to laugh about something, we're all going to self-destruct.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. I could ask you a thousand. I have other questions I want to ask you. Mainly, I want to talk to you about just your experience with that process, too. And we can talk about that more when we come back. Because, as you said, you are an immigrant. You've been here for 12 years. You know that process. You've gone through it. And you have a unique outlook from, you know, it's not – you work on a television show. So I imagine that they may look at it as like, well, you are working in an industry. You are a skilled worker in that sense. And trying to figure out what your journey through this process has been versus what other people may go through. And I'm interested to hear about that from you as well. So,
but as you mentioned, Felipe, it takes money. It takes money. Yeah. If you want to emigrate here, this is an L1 visa. We're not going to go into this a whole bunch, but if you want to file for an L1 visa, it is going to cost you $460, $500, $190, $2,500. Yeah, it's a lot of money.
It's just fees. Yeah, I think that was my wife's idea when I was writing those. The book has explainers and all these visas. So it's like, I think you should list how the fees.
What it costs.
And all these kinds of visas.
Absolutely.
Because it actually helps your prove your point.
We're going to continue our conversation with Felipe Torres Medina. He is a comic, a writer, and the author of the book, America, Let Me In. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Real news, great conversation from Milwaukee and beyond. 540 WAUK.
Veterans, have you explored your benefits lately? As in, really looked at them? Veterans who bravely served our country deserve the benefits they've earned and life-saving support when they need it. We know that no one can do this alone, and we're stronger when we work together. The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs stands ready to serve Wisconsin veterans, their families, and their survivors. With our network of partners, like your local county Veterans Service Officer, we can help connect veterans with services such as education, employment, mental health services, veteran ID, long-term care, and more. We stand ready to serve you. For more information, call 1-800-WIS-VETS or visit WISVETS.com. That's WISVETS.com. Message sponsored by Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I've teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Madam Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway from the fabulous city of Madison.
A lot of people say, I don't like politics. It's all dirty and angry and blah, blah, blah. It's really about caring about your community, finding a way to, like, bring it back to people talking to each other.
Yeah.
About what is important in our place and how do we take care of each other and use the levers of government to do that. That's really what it's about.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m.
We are the National Park Foundation, and together with you, we're creating a future where every person, every generation, gets their chance at an unforgettable moment. Learn more at nationalparks.org/foundation.
As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Dr. Slide on the board. Coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. Join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Coming after the 10:30 news, audio sorbet for today. You know, there's a national day for everything.
Mm-hmm.
National Chocolate Chip Cookie Day, National Yoga Day, whatever day. What should be your national day?
National Greg Day.
What would be your day? You need a day. What is your national day? That's our audio sorbet coming up after the 10:30 news. We'll wrap up the show as we always do with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today it's the You're in Trouble Now edition. Stay tuned for that. Currently, our guest is an author. He writes for late night television, and he wrote America, Let Me In, A Choose Your Immigration Story. Felipe Torres Medina is here. It's a wonderful, lighthearted look at our immigration system. It's a lighthearted way to look at what a mess our immigration system is.
There it is. And earlier, I was alluding to the journey that you had as far as your immigration travels, and from coming here to where you are right now in America. I'm not saying like what's your status, but like just what your experience is, because honestly, you working in television, the only thing I have is listening to John Oliver talk about his. And he said, even as a guy who starred on television, it's still a scary process. It's a long, expensive process with hoops you have to jump through. And I just wanted to know if you could speak on your journey thus far and what you've gone through.
Yeah, it's a scary, long, and expensive process. I moved here in 2013. I came here to study. I came on a student visa, And after that, I did something called OPT. And this stuff is all in the book, told in a like slightly fictionalized version of my life as part of one of the paths you can take in the book, because as the title suggests, it's kind of interactive. So you can pick different kinds of visas, different kinds of stories, and see which one you get. But one of these is mine. So I got something called OPT, which is what students get to be able to work here for a year. Some students get 3 years if they're in STEM. I was in the arts, so I only got 1 year. And after that, I got something called an O-1 visa, which is an alien of extraordinary ability visa, which is a ridiculous name. And you can tell how, even as I was starting to like become a comedian here, I was like surrounded by the absurd.
Yeah.
Lots of material.
Yeah. I mean, kind of, you know, because this visa is called Alien of Extraordinary Ability. It makes you sound like you're like in the X-Men or you're like Alf. You know,
you are ET. You are ET, essentially.
Alf reference. Yes.
And so, you know, I was starting to kind of like come to terms with all that, and also I had a lot of friends asking me like, "Oh, like, well, you know, I had again, these are like young liberal progressives in New York." Being like, oh, but you went to school here, so you're fine, right? And I had to be like, what? No.
No.
You have no idea how the immigration system works. Like, no, I have to get, like, visas, and I have to, like, do it under certain time frames. And if I don't do it, I have to leave. You know, I had issues with professors at my university. I went to Boston University, a great school. I learned a lot. But I had professors who had no idea how the system works, and they were like, oh, well, you can just get like a barista job. Cause I went for, to get my master's in screenwriting. And they were like, you can just move out to LA and like get a barista job and write. And I was like, I can't, that's like legally not allowed. If you're on a student visa, even if you get a work permit, you have to work in your area of expertise on the thing you went to school for. So you can't just get like a day job, a survival job, and then like work on your art on the side until you get like the big break, you know, kind of like the idealized vision of how you make it in Hollywood.
Also, can you just imagine that was the fix? Like, just, hey, everybody just go work at Starbucks or a coffee shop. You'll be fine. Don't worry about it. It's fine. Good. And this, I mean, and that, I think that ultimately is the root of the problem too, is that, you know, you think of the problem with this discussion being those who disagree and want to do extreme things. But the bigger problem, I would say, are those who don't, who support you as a person and being here, but know almost nothing about it. So just think, well, as long as I support them, good work on me, I'm good to go. You know what I mean? So they alleviate themselves the responsibility of being proper advocates versus saying just like,
you'll be fine.
I say this all the time. I don't know. I think you should ask an expert, because I can't tell you that answer. Right. I don't know this experience. Ask Felipe, but don't ask Felipe. He's got other things to do. Buy his book.
Well, you can ask me. You can buy the book, but I do have to point out that I am not an immigration lawyer or an activist. I am a comedian.
Right. Important distinction.
Wait a minute. I thought all comedians were activists. That's what I've been told these past few years. I mean, if you have a podcast, you are basically a humanitarian
That's
advocate.
That's true. That's true. If you have a podcast, you speak the truth. Joe Rogan taught me that.
Felipe Torres Medina is our guest. He's the author of America, Let Me In, A Choose Your Immigration Story. It's very funny. You should pick it up.
And you're going to be here. You're going to be in Milwaukee on Thursday at Boswell Books. I will make sure to put the information on our show notes. And I'm pretty much sure I'm going to come down there and see. You said you and your wife are going to be there, right?
Correct. It's there. It's at 6:30 p.m. at Boswell.
Perfect.
And it's a lovely little bookstore.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Yeah.
Yep. We'll see.
We're excited.
Yeah. I'll put that in the show notes and we'll get down there and see you. And thank you so, so much. And congratulations, Felipe.
We would love to have you back. There's a lot more to discuss. I would love to hear some of the comments you're hearing from folks after you address them at these appearances. So we will be in touch. And thank your publicist again for this is the fastest book that has ever come through the mail. It's a miracle. We have news coming up next. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Thank you so much, Felipe.
Paperback writer. You're listening to 540 WAUK, Milwaukee's home for mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Immunity only protects judges from civil lawsuits, not criminal charges. That's the thought at the core of Federal Magistrate Judge Nancy Joseph's recommendation in the Judge Dugan case. The magistrate judge Monday only offered a recommendation with District Judge Lynn Edelman to decide whether to let the case continue. Judge Joseph opined that the case against Milwaukee County Judge Hannah Dugan should not be dismissed and should go to trial. Judge Dugan is charged with helping a man escape arrest by immigration agents. She argues that she was just doing her job as a judge and should be immune from prosecution. The homes of some UW regents have been vandalized. Savannah Tomei Olson has more.
Messages supporting Palestine and against the war in Gaza were spray painted on at least four properties belonging to regents, and at least two of those were in Madison. Campus protesters have been pushing UW leaders to divest from companies associated with Israel. UW System spokesperson Mark Pitch said, quote, "This kind of conduct is not free expression or protected speech. It's dangerous, unlawful, and unacceptable," end quote. He urged anyone who may have information to contact Madison police.
A major Milwaukee effort to revitalize 6th Street and reconnect neighborhoods split by highways is on hold. Congress and President Trump have rescinded $34 million in federal funding for the project. The plan was announced last year in Milwaukee by President Biden. The goal was to improve safety for pedestrians and cyclists. City officials, including Mayor Cavalier Johnson, say the funding loss is a setback for both community development and economic opportunity. It's not known yet if new funding for that 6th Street project will be sought. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WAUKradio.com.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you were looking for a break from relatives, friends, or people in the neighborhood who drop by unannounced this holiday weekend, why not escape with a film or two that have been considered July 4th classics? Let's start with Jaws, which has to be on the list given it is considered the first summer blockbuster ever and just recently had its 50th anniversary. Another fan favorite is Independence Day, where Will Smith and Jeff Goldblum take on aliens that seemed impossible to defeat, but of course they find a loophole. The film is a total guilty pleasure and great escapism. Back to the Future is another summer classic that came out in 1985. It's got the always likable Michael J. Fox, Leah Thompson, and of course Thomas F. Wilson, who never quite achieved Biffdom again. And in my research, I was surprised at how much the original Top Gun appeared on the list for 4th of July movies. If you don't feel like going back to the 80s again, check out Top Gun Maverick. Take a break from the heat and fire up the small screen. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Partly cloudy today with high temperatures flirting with 80 degrees. We've also got a chance of showers and thunderstorms sparking up this afternoon as a cold front pushes through. They aren't expected to be severe and the wind down by midnight, leaving us tomorrow with plenty of sunshine and highs in the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 69 degrees.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Madam Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway from the fabulous city of Madison.
A lot of people say, I don't like politics. It's all dirty and angry and blah, blah, blah. It's really about caring about your community, finding a way to, like, bring it back to people talking to each other.
Yeah.
About what is important in our place and how do we take care of each other and use the levers of government to do that. That's really what it's about.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. The Todd Albaugh Show.
I get why you, Senator Royce, were a no vote on this budget. I think the people that voted no on this were standing up for public education.
I think that's exactly right. We heard from people loud and clear in this budget cycle and 2 years ago, the number one priority that people asked for, whether they called, emailed, or showed up at the public hearings, they want our schools funded. Our kids deserve better schools. They have been underfunded for decades, and it is time for us to prioritize public education.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station, and on the app.
Jobs for someone with autism. Programmer. Teacher.
WIN by Autism Speaks helps businesses lead the way in inclusive hiring.
How about a healthcare worker?
To To learn more, go to autismspeaks.org/win.
To take you out of this place, someone you can lend a hand in return for grace.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt and Air on Air. Jane Matt and Air, Greg Bach. Sweet Cal B on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. Join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. You can also email the show directly if you have a guest to suggest a topic you think we should talk about, something going on in your community, no matter where you are across the state, Oshkosh, listening on WISS and Hayward on WBZH, wherever. You can always reach us at janesays@civicmedia.us, JaneSays, janesays@civicmedia.us. If you have the app, you can leave a voice note, too.
Yes, we love hearing the voice notes, whether you like us or not.
Just let us know we're still living rent-free in your head. It's exactly. Always nice. This is the time we call Audio Sorbet, where we like to lighten things up just a little bit. Get away from the news.
Yeah.
So we can all take a breath.
Yeah.
Just for a little bit. National days.
There's tons of them.
There are national... Calvin, you were looking this morning.
Woo!
Today is... What was today?
It was like national... It's National Day.
It's National Day. There is a national day for everything. National Chocolate Chip Cookie Day.
Mm-hmm.
National Cookie Day. National Ice Cream Day. National Custard Day. If you had the opportunity, what would be your national day? 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. What would be your national day? 855-752-4842. Let us know what you would like to see.
Today is National Chocolate with Almonds Day. Well, I've never found a better way to ruin chocolate.
You don't like nuts in your chocolate?
I don't like almonds in my chocolate. Or what's the other one that's terrible? Not peanuts. Peanuts are fine. Also not nuts, actually. They're legumes. Sorry. Almonds and I can't think of the other one.
Cashews?
I love cashews. God, I'm the guy. When you have a thing of nuts.
Oh, the mixed?
I take all the cashews. They're mine.
You're the person.
They belong to me.
You are the person.
But yeah, there is a national... When you said earlier National Spa Day, I looked it up. There's actually not a National Spa Day.
Oh, there should be.
But it's National Relaxation Day, so it gets... woven in with all the... So essentially, there's a National Audio Sorbet Day, then. That's really what's coming down. We should have that. National Audio Sorbet Day, so we can all, as a country, forget everything we disagree on for... I'll start small. 30 seconds. One day a year where everybody just forgets what we all believe in.
Yes.
That we disagreed with, and we just, for 30 seconds, just all take a deep breath together and think of one thing that makes us happy. Like puppies.
I could, there will be someone who thinks puppies are annoying. will be.
No, I'm not saying it has to be puppies. I'm saying
the one thing that makes you happy.
Makes you so happy. And then we all agree that there's something that makes us happy. And we take 30 seconds. National Audio Sorbet Day. There, I did it.
We can submit that. There must be some place to submit these.
I'm sure it's Congress or something, so we're out of luck.
855-752-4842. Your national day, what would it be? Cassandra on the live stream sent this in earlier. She said, I'm going to be at my facial during Audio Sorbet, so I would like to add Dr. Pepper Day. Fair enough.
Well, then if we're...
Judgment-free zone.
If we're...
Can be any kind of day you want.
Absolutely. But I'm just going to say this. If we're going to do Dr. Pepper Day, we have to also do another day somewhere down the road, Mr. Pibb Day, because Mr. Pibb, as we know, is the working man's Dr. Pepper. He didn't get a degree. He just wants to get you a fine cola.
Do they still make Mr. Pibb?
Oh, absolutely.
They do.
It's delicious. It tastes exactly like Dr. Pepper.
Cheaper?
I doubt it. In today's economy, Jane, come on now.
Okay.
Yeah.
My national day.
Yeah, what I was going to say.
Because I don't think it exists.
Yeah, let's look it up. Okay.
National Sparkly Shoe Day.
National Sparkly Shoe Day.
I don't think it exists.
Tell just so you know, you're next. So
I think it should be a thing.
Okay, there is no recognized holiday called National Sparkly Shoe Day. However, there is a holiday called National Two Different Colored Shoe Day, which I think, though not sparkly, celebrates the fun of shoes.
To me, that is specific to clowns.
I'm currently wearing a shoe with three different colors, so what are you saying?
I assume that meant one shoe is one color and the other shoe is a different color.
It says the day encourages people to embrace their uniqueness by wearing shoes with different colors. White, while not directly about sparkly shoes, the concept of celebrating individuality through footwear aligns with the idea of wearing eye-catching, perhaps even sparkly shoes. Now, that is vague language, because I don't know if they mean wear two different shoes or a shoe with different colors, because I would venture that most people wear shoes of different colors, because most sneakers
are multicolored.
Non-business shoes are of different colors.
Yeah.
So that is a weekday, and I mean W-E-A-K, not weekday.
Oh.
So I think we need to get on this. Sparkly Shoe Day needs to be a thing.
I think I could get some support for that.
You can be the spokesperson, Jane.
I'll be the spokesfoot.
Gross. All right.
If I can actually see.
Whoa, look at that. You can't see it at all. Just seeing some knee action there.
I'm only so stretchy.
Calvin, what would your day be? Would be National Greg Leave Me Alone Day, because...
Yeah, you took the words right out of my mouth.
I knew it. No, I knew it.
I don't know if I actually have a good one, but I have a bit of a funny story that relates to how odd of person or kid I was. When I was in second grade, we had this thing where you got to have a special Wednesday, they called it, where every kid got to pick a day in throughout the school year where they got to pick a theme day.
Every kid got to do this?
Every kid in second grade.
Oh, cool.
It's interesting.
And you were supposed to, they pulled names out of a hat, and they were supposed to, everyone was supposed to have a partner, but the two classes had odd amounts or something. So I was the lone left, and they gave me the option. You can pick your own day, or you can join a group of three. Obviously, I picked my own day.
Naturally.
Yeah, because that's you.
So being the odd little second grader I was, most kids were picking like bring your pet to school day or like dinosaur day or like that kind of thing. My day was Renaissance Day. I don't know. I guess I got that because my aunt and uncle went to like the Renaissance Fair and I heard them talking about it. But I was like, that's going to be my day. We're going to talk about castles and swords and all that kind of stuff.
You must have been really popular.
We're going to talk about castles and swords and jousting and people dying of the Black Death. Renaissance Day.
For a second grader, that's pretty elevated, actually.
That's really funny,
Calvin.
That's hoity-toity, if you ask me.
That is hilarious.
Meanwhile, I'm like, I love ice cream.
What would your national day be if you had the opportunity? Carmella from Milwaukee texting in on listening on WAUK. Good morning. This isn't a tangible item, but I say National Pay It Forward Day.
I like that. Well, let's.
Or National Be Kind Day.
Okay, I think we're going to look that up because I think there's got to be something.
Do you think there's a Pay It Forward Day?
Something in that vein. Kind of like how Nationally Sparkly Shoe Day doesn't have a thing. But there, it's folded in.
I think it deserves its own day.
National Pay It Forward Day 2025. Let's see it. April 28th. We just missed it. National Pay It Forward Day.
There we go, Carmella.
PJ on the live stream says, going back to shoe discussion, mm-hmm. I'm guessing Greg is wearing Vans. Well, PJ, you are wrong. I'm wearing Hokas because I am a 47-year-old man who has ankle problems and back problems, and I need a good support for these footsies.
What would be your national day if you had the opportunity to suggest one and get your national day? My national day would be Sparkly Shoe Day.
Mm-hmm.
Calvin's debating. Andrew on the live stream, also listening on WAUK, says, how about a national Live Free in Your Head Day? Where we celebrate in The Voice the things that are living rent-free.
I would totally do that right now, buddy, but what I'm thinking about is not FCC compliant.
Exactly. So, yes, I like that idea, though. Yeah. What about you, Greg?
See, I looked, everything I kind of came up with had its own day or something akin to. I say National Luthiers Day, and it's not very funny.
National what?
Luthiers Day. Luthiers are people who work, so people who make violins and guitars. They create them. They are creator stringed instruments. I love luthiers. I love the art, especially guitar making. But they already have a National Guitar Day, which celebrates that skill. But I just like the idea of celebrating people who have made it their life's work to dedicate themselves to what is a true artful craftsmanship. And it's beautiful. So, yeah, that would be my day. I know.
It's nothing, very deep.
I know.
It's very deep from Greg Bach this morning.
You're very well. It's no National Renaissance Day, let me tell you.
Well, that's true. Few things are.
I'd like the National Golden Age Day, please. Thank you very much.
PJ, also on the live stream, Greg, National Tattoo Day is July 17th.
Which is the exact number of tattoos I have, 17.
You do?
I have 17 tattoos. So I will, and that might be done.
What would your day be? National days. There's a national day for everything.
Yeah.
855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. Peter, listening in Green Bay on WGBW. I don't have my own, but my favorite one is National Lost Sock Remembrance Day.
Dude, I can't even tell you. Like just this past week, I'm like, I know I have two of these.
Yes.
What happened to them?
Yeah.
I
when you come out of the dryer, right?
Yeah.
I have a stack of lone socks on the table I have where I fold things. Someone ate them. I don't know what happened to the other sock.
Bridget has a Ziploc gallon bag full of them. She's collected over the years. I'm like, we can throw these out, you know. We can just start anew.
Right.
I feel like some of my socks are buried in with her laundry too, because it's just, you know, we do separate laundry just because it just makes it. I have far less laundry.
Sure.
That's not a statement on women or anybody. It's just a fact of a matter.
It just is.
But yeah, I have a feeling that if I did a real audit of our basement, of our laundry area.
They're in there somewhere.
Oh, I found 38 socks. Awesome.
EJ, lost socks equal missing Tupperware lids.
Oh, dude, don't get me started on our Tupperware. Yeah. Oh, my.
I do that once a month now.
Yes.
I go through my plastics drawer and match everything, and everything that doesn't match goes.
But what I need, Jane, is I need a system of storage for my storage. Like
storage for your storage?
In our Tupperware cabinet, it's just a cacophony of items.
Yeah.
And you open, and it happens, right? You open it up, lids on the floor.
And nothing matches anything.
No! And it's always just a little bit. It's never like, oh, here's an oval one and here's a circle one. It's here's a circle container. Here's a circle container that's just a wee too small. Just a wee.
National Storage for Storage Day.
Exactly.
Whatever day you would like to have, we hope it's a happy one.
I think on behalf of the show, we should lobby for a National Audio Sorbet Day. Where we take a moment out of the lunch.
Well, we got to find out who we need to lobby for this. Who do we have to approach to make
what
this happen?
Derek Van Orton's phone number and call him.
Oh, yeah, he'll be real behind it. Real quickly, Jack from Merrimack is on the line. Jack, we got about 60 seconds left. What do you want to say?
Real quickly, how about National Just Leave Me Alone Day? Because I've had a lot of days like that.
I think everyone would get behind that one, Jack. That is fantastic. Appreciated. All right, stay with us when we return.
It exists.
It does.
October the 4th every year, National Leave Me Alone Day.
Oh, God, that's hilarious. There you go, Jack. This Shouldn't Be a Thing is coming up next. You're in trouble now. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
This is your captain. We are going to be experiencing some slight turbulence. Please fasten your... Oh, hold on. Just got a video of my cat.
Imagine the pilot of an airplane was as confident as you are texting and driving. Seems kind of crazy when you put it like that.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Madam Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway from the fabulous city of Madison.
A lot of people say, I don't like politics. It's all dirty and angry and blah, blah, blah. It's really about caring about your community, finding a way to, like, bring it back to people talking to each other.
Yeah.
About what is important in our place and how do we take care of each other and use the levers of government to do that. That's really what it's about.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Years ago, I think I had a rainbow. No, it was a shirt. It was given to me, and I wore it because I support all people. And a friend of mine, sure, you want to walk around in that? You know, a t-shirt, people might think. I'm like, people might think I'm a human being that supports other human beings. I wear sports jerseys sometimes. No one ever says, are you worried people are going to think you're on the Cubs?
I don't think anyone would think that, though.
Oh, you haven't seen my curveball.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Small businesses are the heart of America. As the nation's largest nonprofit resource of expert business mentoring, SCORE has helped millions of entrepreneurs build their businesses. For free, find a mentor today at score.org.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on waukradio.com/contest-terms. Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us. Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Calvi Tini on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine, where you can always join us. You can call and or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Coming up on the show tomorrow, Megan Kling is going to be joining us.
Yes.
She had an experience. She was pregnant, had some difficulties in her pregnancy, and she is going to share her story on what happened and what she had to deal with when she went through this. So Megan Kling is going to be joining us tomorrow after the 9:30 news. Should be a very, very impactful conversation.
This is going to be our second conversation now with someone who's gone through this.
Yes.
We talked to a woman named Lauren a few months back with Dr. Lyerly. Tomorrow we'll find that interview and link it in so you can hear both of them. But we're continually hearing these stories from individuals all over the country who are going through very, very...
They can't get the health care they need.
Exactly.
Is essentially what it comes down to. So Megan Kling will be joining us tomorrow after the 9:30 news. Also, some breaking news that happened earlier today. The IRS has decided that preachers can now endorse politicians from the pulpit. They weren't allowed to do that for a really long time because they are tax exempt. And now it has been decided that they can. So they can be preaching from the pulpit. That's one thing we'll talk about tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Also, Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins has really good news, apparently. The 34 million able-bodied adults who she says are on Medicaid, We got jobs on farms that are going to be opening up for you.
And Governor Evers, as an advocate in rural hospital closures, in a person you wouldn't have expected.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yes.
We'll be talking more about that tomorrow, too.
Yeah. Kind of a surprise from one of Wisconsin's lawmakers.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Okay. It is 10:50, just about 10:55. Calvin, that means it's time for...
This shouldn't be a thing.
As always, if you have a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us. Calvin found this from UPI. Credit going out to Ben Hooper, one of our favorite reporters.
Ben Hooper!
Headline reads, medical clinic pleads for a stop to unsolicited urine samples. A medical clinic in Scotland is asking local residents to stop bringing in inappropriate
versus appropriate
or unsolicited urine samples. The Salton Surgery in Aberdeenshire in Scotland said on social media that doctors and staff at clinics have been inundated with a high volume of unsolicited urine samples, often in not approved containers instead of the sterile sample containers that you would normally do that. Quote, please be advised, we are no longer able to accept urine samples unless they have been specifically requested by the practice. This change is necessary due to the high volume of inappropriate or unsolicited samples being submitted, which affects our ability to provide timely care to all patients, unquote.
Weird thing about this story, it's all from one guy.
Each unsolicited sample handed in requires time and testing and resources and all of those things. One doctor speaking anonymously said multiple clinics have had to put up signs asking people not to bring in unsolicited urine samples. Quote, we really, really want patients to speak to a clinician for a proper medical assessment before we ask them to bring a sample in. And when they do, we will give them sample bottles to return instead of random containers, which can sometimes be inappropriate.
Which is a very diplomatic way of saying, stop bringing us your bags of wee.
Yeah, no kidding.
Because remember like the old days when people would diagnose themselves on WebMD?
And they're still doing it.
But they've taken a step further. They're like, you know, I think something's wrong.
Here's my urine.
I'm going to go in a bag and take it to the local place. And
can you run this?
Just, I thought you could use this.
No. Let me know what you find.
Yeah. Does this look weird?
Does it look good to you? The doctor said the culprits are often older patients seeking to be tested for urinary tract infections without first consulting with a doctor.
Love, did it hurt when you did it? No, you're good.
You're good.
This is what I like is that a doctor had to talk anonymously. Like there is a lone band of urine result seekers who are just that dictatorial. And they're like, who talked? Who said something?
Here we have it. Don't drop off your unsolicited urine samples in Scotland. I think that's something we can all learn
by. I feel like that's something that America would have done. Yeah. You know, I feel like Scotland's way more more logical. They're like, I'm just going to pop it over to the place and ask.
Fine.
And but no, I can full blown see Americans being like, here's a bag of pee. Tell me about myself.
Take a look. Let me know how it looks.
Yeah.
That wraps up today's episode of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
Thank you, Greg and Calvin and all of our engineers. Without you, nothing works. And thank you most of all for calling and for texting and for listening. It means the world. I hope you find some joy today, even if it's just a little bit, and you have the chance to share it. Keep it right here. We have news coming up next on the Vast Statewide Countrywide. Pick us up globally on the app. We are the Civic Media Radio Network, and we'll see you tomorrow.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
CBS News brief. An all-out search continues in the Central Texas flood disaster.
We've searched 26 river miles since the tragic event has started. We've had approximately 444 rescues, 30 recoveries.
Lieutenant Colonel Vin Baker says no live rescues since Friday in Kerr County. Death toll now stands at 108. Others are missing. Louis DePay lives in the area.
There's so many people willing to give everything to try to find these kids, and now it's probably turning into a different mission. Yeah. But the spirit of Texas is live and well and strong, and we're going to keep looking till everyone's found.
Travelers are liking what they're seeing at some airports. Shoes can stay on through the security screening.
I guess it's a big time saver in the fact that I'm trying to take my shoes off, put them back on, while also trying to wrangle my kids, get my bags, do all the things. It's just one more like headache that you have to manage.
Sources say a policy change is being rolled out. CBS News Brief. I'm Steve Kathan.
WAUK